You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Making My Way Home is an exhibition showing new work by Veronica Herber, currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery. As Herber's first solo exhibition with Melanie Roger Gallery, the show is exhibiting new works of hers made from hand-torn pieces of Japanese washi photo tape and graphite powder. To quote writer and head curator of international art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Justin Payton, Herber's use of these materials create a visual space that feels smoky, shifting, mysterious, and almost cosmic. The exhibition borrows its titles from Herber's late husband, Derek Brown, of D-Dub's second album, Medicine Man. Herber, too, has sourced the titles for her work from his lyrics, describing the way she incorporates his work as a way that the two are still collaborating. Sophia had a corridor with Veronica about Making My Way Home and her practice.
These works are made from hand-torn pieces of Japanese washi photo tape. What drew you to washi tape as a key material to use in your practice? Or I guess, how did you kind of find that signature material?
Well, when I went back to art school, I went back as a mature student, and before that I was a painter. And I was really determined to go to art school and like reinvent myself completely. I just wanted to let go of the whole like 80s, 90s aesthetic and try a whole lot of different things. And so I did. I just spent like 18 months experimenting with everything. And I finally ended up kind of landing on tape. And masking tape is usually used as a sort of adjunct to painting. Like it's a, you know, you'll mask off an area of a canvas and then you'll paint up to it. And at that point I was sort of looking at disrupting the painting process completely, and then I thought, well, that's beautiful material that everyone is completely overlooking. And so I pulled it off a canvas and then put it onto the wall and then just created a, you know, really big, quick sort of work on the wall. And it was so good. Like the lecturers just went, yes, you know, something different. And I can see, you know, like they just must see thousands of students' work and everything. And so it was really nice to see their eyes light up and go, yay.
Yeah, something different.
Something different. and from then on, yeah, it was just 18 months of I did everything with tape, you know. Like I tore up little pieces and I covered it on my floor and the wall and I made a fabric out of it and just learned everything I possibly could about tape, and totally fell in love with the idea of having something that was so versatile. Like it will stick to anything, you know, glass, floor, wood, in concrete. And then when I left or finished art school, someone approached me who worked for a tape company here.
Right.
And they said, there's this beautiful Japanese washi tape, you know, do you want to try this? And yeah, also kind of love it at first sight because it's quite different. It's really special stuff.
Yeah, it is quite significantly different from like other tape. A little like closer to masking tape, if anything, like you were talking about before. But yeah, I love washi tape. I feel like I had such an obsession like when I was a lot younger, like finding all the cute ones as well, like the patterned ones. Not that that's what you're using, but love those. Throwback. And you've used washi tape to create these kind of grids, which you then use graphite powder over top. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that process and maybe, you know, how you decide to lay that out and that process of layering on top of it?
Yeah, sure. I've been working with tape as a medium for almost about 10 years now. And I originally started doing like big installations, big sculpture works outside, and then created a sort of a practice alongside in my studio, which was much quieter and much more meditative, and just tearing up small bits of tape and putting them on, you know, beautiful paper, and created another whole practice through that. And that's actually mainly what I do now. But alongside that, the process itself, every time I make a work, I'm looking at exploring. So I'll do something, then I'll go, oh, while I'm making it, something else will appear. And then I'll take that small bit and I'll go, okay, that's for my next work. And so originally they were just the tape. Then I started using pencil, like a little, you know, I'd outline individual pieces. And then I think it was just last year, I thought, well, again, experimentation, came up with graphite powder, which is this beautiful... it's actually a stone. It's quite amazing, and when it's powdered down and then rubbed into the tape, it's just got this beautiful sheen, and it kind of softens it, you know, because the black tape itself, everything I've done up until now has been quite, the edges are quite feathery, but it's quite sort of contrasty, whereas the graphite powder is, it's just beautiful and soft, and it's just given me another whole world to explore. Yeah.
No, I was actually going to ask you about that, because that's how I interpreted the work. Well, not interpreted is maybe the wrong word, but saw the works, which is kind of surprising because they are quite dark and you wouldn't necessarily associate darker colours with, I guess, being quite soft and gentle and how they're received. Does that resonate with your intention of how you want them to be received?
Yeah, absolutely. I get told quite a lot that when people see my work, it sort of it calms them down, and especially a show, like they'll end up feeling sort of more, not serene's not the right word, but it just slows everything down, which is exactly what I want.
What a compliment!
Yeah,
that's lovely.
And it wasn't kind of intentional. It just sort of happened, and I went, oh, I'll take that, you know, and then it happened again, and then it happened again. I went, oh, okay, this is a thing, you know. People go in and see the work come out, feel different, have a shift, which is just amazing. And I think for me, it's the idea that I myself go into a meditative state when I make the work, and it's just amazing to think that is transferable.
Yeah.
So to hear you say that you're connecting with the work, that's pretty much the ultimate thing for
me. Nice. I love that. And with this show, you've also, I mean, you've done this with many shows, but you've got an installation using the walls of the gallery, and you're using yellow tape for this, which is, I think, a really nice contrast to the rest of the works in the show. Do you want to tell me a bit about that process and maybe, you know, how you chose to lay that out?
Well, my work works on paper. Basically, I only use black, grey, sometimes white tape. Every now and then I'll do a coloured work, but the only colour I've ever used on paper is the golden kind of yellow. I love it. I'm into minimalism and that's all fine, but I do realise that when you walk into a show, it can be quite... monochrome, you know, it is very monochromatic, and I just had the sense of to kind of contrast and offset it with this incredibly beautiful, bright, gleaming yellow would mean that the work would speak to this other colour, and it's also a nod back to my previous installations.
I did
a huge one for the Tauranga City Gallery for the atrium, and they're like, that was enormous. It's like 13 meter high walls, and so it's sort of a nod back to that, but then bringing it forward, and every time I make one, they're different too. And it's worked really well. Like I wasn't quite sure how it would work, but I went in yesterday and it's like the yellow is almost holding the space, and it's almost carrying the rest of the work.
Nice.
So I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see it. I saw it like in process, so I'll be seeing that one tonight. And I guess in light of that kind of question there, you've been invited to participate in several large outdoor sculpture shows, which have become a big part of your practice, and doing those larger scale installations, you really use the space really well. I really like that, and it's still so distinctively you in that transfer, I guess. I guess, what is your process for creating these in a way that maintains your distinct artistic style in a larger scale installation?
It's really about the material and working with site.
Yeah.
So I will actually go to the area, like either the building or the hill or the wall or whatever that I'm working with, and then I'll sort of put myself in the space, and then I'll work out how can my tape work, interact with the space. But also, that's what I was developing originally at art school, was I created an actual fabric with the tape, and that means that it can wrap around existing forms. And so you get this nice conversation with the space, with the tape. And again, I suppose it's really getting back to that whole thing of something abstract and that people have an experience.
Yeah.
So they move into the space and they have an experience of bringing them back to the present moment. Or what I love about those particular works is that they were ephemeral, which means you couldn't buy them, you couldn't take them home, you couldn't even come back in a month and see them, they'd be gone. So for people to really fully engage in that moment, I thought was really special.
Yeah, that's nice. And Making My Way Home is named after a song from your late husband Derek Brown's second album, Medicine Man. You also source the titles for your work from his lyrics. And in this way, you've talked about it being this incorporation of his music into your artistic practice as collaboration, which I think is so beautiful. How do the lyrics and titles speak to your work?
Well, it's really interesting because we were such a team.
Mm.
I actually managed the band, Dita, for 4 years, and it was pretty much 24/7, and yeah, we both worked incredibly hard on it. You'd know, being in the music industry, what it's like touring, especially touring a big, you know, 7-piece band around the country in Australia, and it was pretty, anyway, won't go there. it was hard work.
Yeah.
But we really worked as a team, and I was fully supporting his talent and his work. You know, it was really, really his gift to the world.
Mm.
And so I kind of ran away from managing the band to art school, and we flipped. So he carried on doing his music, but he was also supporting me with my art career, and he was so fully supportive. It was really amazing. So then obviously, yeah, he got sick and passed away. But now I'm sort of at the other end of the grieving process. It's taken a few years, but I've got this lovely sense that we're still working together. And it's really fascinating. Like, I will do a body of work and then I'll sit down and I'll either play a song or go through the lyrics. And of course, I know every song really well because I saw them being played like 200 times on stage. So they're very personal.
Mm.
And it's really fascinating how the work, they just click. You know, like I'll have a work and then I'll go, okay, and I'll have all the lyrics in front of me and it's like, oh, boom, there it goes. Like there's one smokehouse in the mist.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I couldn't come up with a line like that. Like I'm an artist, whereas he was a wordsmith.
Yeah.
So in that way, yeah, it's an incredible gift. And it's also a way to keep him alive and his talent alive as well.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with me.
That was artist Veronica Herber speaking to Sophia about Making My Way Home, an exhibition on at Melanie Roger Gallery until the 7th of December.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.